God rewards faithful service, and the greater the service, the greater the glory. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed toward His name. Keep on serving, dear Christian. Consider these words recorded in Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. What a word of comfort that is to the Christian who is beset with troubles of various sorts. The presence of trouble does not mean God has forsaken the Christian. It is simply the result of living in a world which has rejected the way of God and is following the course of rebellion and sin. The person who seeks to live for God is going against the current of the world system. He will be opposed in his efforts. Some opposition will be mild and some will be severe, but the opposition will come. How can the Christian stay strong in his resolve of faithfulness to God? Well, let him consider that future glory which is to come and keep on in loyal devotion to Jesus. Consider first that present suffering is a reality. The Apostle Peter wrote of the Christian's problems and called them fiery trials, saying, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to come to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Jesus said, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Why are difficulties and tribulations and suffering of fiery trials common to Christian in this world? Jesus explained in John 15, verses 18 and 19, "If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." The opposition the Christian receives from the ungodly world system around him is just proof that he is a Christian. What should be the Christian's attitude in times of trouble? Well, we can learn from the response of those earliest Christians. Being threatened and severely warned to speak no more in the name of Jesus, they prayed for strength and continued witnessing. Being beaten and threatened further and commanded to speak no more in the name of Jesus, they departed from the presence of the council which had abused them, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. God's people have suffered much through the years. They have endured tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sword. They have endured cruel mockings and scourgings, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, sawn asunder, tempted, slain with the sword. To suffer does not mean one is wicked or that God has forsaken him. Suffering has been the lot of the people of God in a wicked world always. Remember that healing always comes through suffering. The troubles of the people of God are not because they are wicked, but because their persecutors are. Here has been their attitude through the generations. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as an evildoer. Yet if a man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. The Christian suffers in carrying the message of salvation in Jesus Christ, because it is through that message that spiritual healing comes to those who believe. Consider then the future glory that is assured. As real as the present sufferings are, just so real is the future glory for the saints of God. Our text speaks of the glory which shall be revealed in us. See, there's no question about it. The glory shall be revealed. Notice that the glory is not revealed to the Christian. It is rather a glory which shall be revealed in the Christian. Now, there's a world of difference in those two concepts. For the glory to be revealed in the Christian means that the Christian is a personal partaker of the glory which is revealed. Just think of it. The revelation of glory in the Christian begins at the return of the Lord. He will resurrect the bodies of all the believers who have died and perfect a wonderful change in them. Philippians 3:21 describes it this way, "Jesus shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. The Christian's physical body will be made like the glorious body of the Lord Jesus, but that is not the end. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. What an amazing promise. First, we will be made like our glorious Savior, and then we shall be manifest before the whole universe as his dear saints, radiating the glory which shines forth from him. Let come what may, for which cause we faint not. For though our outward man perish, let the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Yes, we will be a partaker of the glory which shall be revealed. While on earth in his incarnate state, Jesus prayed to the Father, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. Now that is the glory which shall be revealed in us. It is the glory of God himself, a glory of such brilliance that the new heaven and earth will have no need for sun or moon, for the glory of God will lighten it, and the Lamb will be the light of it. There is the glory, and that is what the saints shall see and what they shall share. The Bible says there's no comparison between the difficulties experienced here and the glories expressed there. They are not worthy to be compared. The sufferings are counted as nothing when viewed in the light of the glory, which counts as everything. So let the Christian be done with complaining, therefore. Faithful service might entail some difficulties and oppositions of sinners, but that is no reason to falter. God rewards faithful service. And the greater the service, the greater the glory which shall be manifest in its reward. Keep on serving, dear Christian, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name. Thank God for the difficulties then, remembering the words of the Apostle Paul in inspired Scripture, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Father, give us spiritual discernment that we may place right value on things, and that we may see invisible and eternal things of much greater value than the tangible and the temporal, and grant that we may stay faithful in service until Jesus returns, for Jesus' sake. Amen.